Today is Monday, the 6th of February, 2017. And I'm Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Monday episode. And I'll say this again, I pre-record these on Thursday nights. So I have no idea what's gone on in the news. So I'm going to be completely off in the news segment. No, we don't have a news segment, at least not yet. But yeah, but anyway, I know that I'm going to post this on Monday. So that is the date that I gave you. Welcome back, everyone. If you've stayed with me for this long, I am once again streaming live over at pride48.com. And I have a wonderful chat room over there with no one in it. Aw, wah, wah. You know, it's surprising because last week I had a pretty full chat room and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. Like everyone's going to come over there and hang out with me on Thursday nights when I record the show. And then I don't know, like I posted on Twitter and on Facebook and like everywhere I could think of, hey, you know, I'm going to be doing a show. I haven't gotten any responses back on Facebook. Like nobody has, I don't know if no one has seen my post. Facebook is obfuscating my posts or something like that. So like, you know, no one, I don't know. I've been muted on all forms of social media and no one knows that I'm doing anything. But there you go. That's the way it is. And whatever. Doesn't matter. I will keep going. And I'm going to do a show because most of the listeners, as everyone knows, listen to the recorded episodes and not the live version. So it is fun to have a chat room, though, I will say. And I'm just going to tweet again. I'm going to be really desperate and tweet a second time that I'm streaming. Just in case someone missed it. I don't know. Maybe they missed it. I'm not sure. So I've been doing a lot of changes that no one has really seen, but I've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff on the Pride 48 website. So for those of you who are a part of Pride 48, and you can go over to pride48.com and find out a little bit more if you're not, but I assume anybody who listens is aware of Pride 48. And there have been some changes recently. My co-founder, Daniel, who was my co-host on Dubious Intent, wants to really step back from podcasting right now. And I wouldn't say he's quitting Pride 48 or anything like that, but he really wants to step back. And so he's kind of leaving the organizational stuff to me, including the website and everything. So I'm going to be sending out some more, another newsletter soon. And also we're going to have a survey and we're going to have a chance for new people to volunteer who haven't volunteered before. And also for old people, or not old people, but I mean people who have volunteered previously to volunteer again. But I've been doing some kind of behind the scenes stuff over at the website because I really, there are some things that I want to add. And one of them is letting people, when you register at pride48.com, letting you register your show and then having the ability to go in yourself and schedule a live stream so that, because right now the way it is, if people email me or email Daniel or email someone and say, hey, I want to do a show on such and such date, or I want to do a show once a week, or I want to do a show the third Wednesday of every month or something like that. And we have to go in and do that for them. So one of the changes I'm making on the back end is so you can own your show and then you'll be able to go in and add live streaming events. Because right now what happens is people will be on the schedule and then something will come up and they're not able to stream that particular time. So the schedule, and so they won't stream, but they're on the schedule. So if we make it so that you can go in and update the schedule easily yourself, then if you want to stream, first of all, if the stream is open and there's no one scheduled, you can go in and add yourself to the schedule really quick and, you know, before you go on the air, and then people can see really what's going to be playing. And if you're on the schedule and you can't do it for some reason, you'll be able to easily go in and get rid of that one so that the schedule is more accurate. So that's one of the things I'm doing, but I'm doing a lot of different things over there. And we've had one or two people email and say they wanted to volunteer. So I just want to let everyone know that Pride 48 is not going anywhere. There is going to be a State of the Station in March, and we'll discuss what's going to be happening next and all of the stuff that I've just mentioned here as well. But anyway, so I've been working on that a lot, but I also, I know I mentioned in the last episode, I finished that staining that dining table and I wanted to have dinner with my family, with my parents and my grandma for to exchange Christmas presents. And Mark had been on a cruise and my parents were out of town and we just couldn't all get together all at the same time. So I kept all of the Christmas decorations up and they finally got back and we were all in the same place. And so last Sunday we were going to get together, or we did get together and have dinner. And so I was going to cook for that. And I told Mark, I'm like, okay, I finally figured out what the meal is going to be. I'm going to do, it'll be simple for me to cook, but it'll be really tasty and, you know, it'll be great. So I said, okay, I'm going to do a pork loin, but I'm going to roast it. And I'm going to roast it in my Le Creuset Dutch oven that I've got. And I'm going to do that with pureed sweet potato. And or a pure mashed sweet potato, and I'm going to do that with, and I was outlining, but I have a new Brussels, well, not new, but I have a, I've been, with our diet, we can eat green veggies, and I've been experimenting with different Brussels sprout recipes, and one way that I really like to do Brussels sprouts is cut them in half, fresh is best, but you can do frozen. If you do frozen, you have to thaw them and then cut them in half, then cover them with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And put them cut side down on a roasting in a roasting pan or a cookie sheet, and then roast them at 400 degrees. And you want to leave them. You really don't want to flip them over because the reason you leave them on that surface is so they get a really nice dark caramelized edges. And then when I take them out, I'll drizzle just a little bit of honey. Now, when we're on our diet, I do just a tiny little bit of honey. And I do a tiny little bit of balsamic vinegar and mostly like just salt and pepper and seasonings. But I really wanted, because we were going to be splurging that day, I wanted to do a whole lot of balsamic vinegar and a lot of honey. And then I also wanted to render some bacon and toss them in the bacon as well. So I have balsamic vinegar, honey, bacon, Brussels sprouts. Well, so Mark looks at me, he's like, that other than the Brussels sprouts, that's the exact same meal you cooked last time they were here. So I'm like, okay, I can't cook the exact same meal two times in a row. So I was like, okay, you know what? We're just gonna order food in. Forget it. We'll just get Chinese or we'll do something like that. But then I got to thinking about it and I was like, I can't do that because this is like the first time anyone has eaten on my newly stained table. And I can't just order like pizza or take out Chinese. And, you know, I really need to cook. I mean, I want to cook and we're going to be exchanging gifts and we're going to do all that. And so I wasn't sure, but I was like, okay, I'm going to keep the sides. I'm definitely going to do the Brussels sprouts because I didn't do that last time. And I'm going to do mashed sweet potatoes. But one thing I've never done before is I've never done mixing something else with the sweet potatoes. So I thought, oh, a really good combination for a puree is parsnips. So I thought, okay, I'll do a parsnip and sweet potato puree. But then when we got to the grocery store, guess what? They were out of parsnips. And so then I was thinking really fast and I thought, okay, I'm going to do Granny Smith apple and sweet potato. So I did that. And then I thought, you know, one thing I've never done is I've never roasted a chicken, a whole chicken. I don't think I have. And Mark's like, why don't you just buy a rotisserie chicken at the store? They do those. I'm like, no, it has to be homemade. I'm not buying a rotisserie chicken. So I had seen Barefoot Contessa do a really cool roasted chicken recipe a couple of weeks ago. So I looked up her recipe for roasted chicken. I bought two because I didn't know. I don't know how many people like a 5-pound roasted chicken will serve. So I bought two chickens and then I thought they were a little bit frozen because for whatever reason at my Walmart where I buy my groceries, a lot of times the chicken especially will be partially frozen. Not in the frozen. I guess they ship it frozen or something. I'm not sure. Or that it keeps longer that way or something. Anyway, and so I thought, okay, well, just to make, because I bought it, I was only like 4 hours from dinner time. And I thought, okay, what am I going to do? to make sure it's thawed out, because I did not put them in the refrigerator. When we got home, I set them out and I thought, okay, I'll do a brine, but I'll do a really quick brine and that'll also help thaw it out. So I did soy sauce and water and sugar and salt. And I don't know what else. I found a recipe online. And then I put them in big quart or gallon Ziploc bags and poured the brine in there and left it for like an hour. I prepared the Brussels sprouts. I prepared the sweet potato and the Granny Smith apple. I did all that. And then I roasted. I put butter underneath the skin of the chicken and I salt and pepper and I put lemon juice over it. And then I put the lemon rind inside the cavity, so to speak. All the food turned out really good. The Brussels sprouts, because I only have one oven and I had limited time, I needed to roast them at the same temperature as the chicken. And the chicken needed to roast at 500 degrees. So normally the Brussels sprouts, you would roast them at 400 degrees. But again, I needed to use the same oven. So I put them in. They got a little bit too dark, but not bad. I mean, it wasn't horrible. And then so I cooked everything and I just bought some, I love Parker House rolls. So I bought some frozen Parker House rolls that we love. And I did those for the bread. And then we had some wine and, you know, I had everything. So then I'm ready early. And my parents eat so early. I guess when you get older, you need to eat early. I'm not sure, but they eat so early. And so I had asked them, you know, when do you want to have dinner? And they said 6 p.m. It's like, okay. So I was going to be ready about 5:45 and, you know, let everything have time to cool a little bit so it didn't burn your mouth and have the table. I set the table nice with all the wine glasses and the fancy silverware and all that kind of stuff. And then my mom texts me and says, oh, could we do 6:30 instead? By this point, the food is almost ready. It's like 10, 15 minutes away from being done, of course. But I'm like, sure, that's fine, whatever. And so then they didn't end up showing up until like 6:45 or 7 o'clock. So by then the chicken had been done for, I don't know, 45 minutes. So the potatoes, they were done way early anyway. So what I did is I put them in a dish that could go in the oven. And then I put Parmesan cheese over the top of them and put them in the oven to kind of bring them back up to temperature and melt the cheese. And anyway, and then my mom has stomach issues, like all the time. She has stomach issues all the time. So every time I cook, it's like I have to make sure that I cook something that she can eat. And part of the reason I picked the chicken is because that is like the most bland food. Anybody should be able to eat chicken, and normally she can't. She can't even eat salad because like raw vegetables mess up her stomach. And she can't have cucumbers, and she can't have bell peppers, and she can't have anything with MSG in it. There are all these things that she can't have. So I thought, okay, I've the perfect meal: potato, chicken. You know, maybe she won't be able to do the Brussels sprouts, but potato and chicken, surely she'll be able to do all of those things. And so they get here, and Mom goes, oh, I'm sorry, honey. The reason we're late is because I've been sick all day. I ate something earlier and my stomach's been upset all day. So then she couldn't eat. So she sat there the whole time we were eating and she couldn't eat. Well, anyway, the food was great. I mean, the food was really good, but she couldn't eat any of it. And I really wanted her, she's the one I want to eat it and tell me it's good more than anybody else. My stepfather, he'll eat just about anything and think it's good, even if it's not. And, you know, my grandmother's 93, so she eats like a bird and hardly gets enough to taste anything. Oh, and I made creme brulee for dessert. That's the fastest I've ever made creme brulee. Normally I make creme brulee the day before and let it cool in the fridge overnight. This one I did, that's the first thing I made when we got home from the grocery store. It only takes about 45 minutes to cook, but you have to cool it down in the water bath, which takes a little bit longer. And then you have to cool it at least 2 to 3 hours in the refrigerator to get it cold. So I was cutting that pretty close, but it actually turned out really good as well. I should be on the like Great British Baking Show. So I have an email that I'm going to read really quick. And I apologize, guys, if I have already read this before. I don't think I have, and I wanted to make sure that I got it in. It's from Mark in Canada. And he says, now that you've been with Mark for a while, Mittens, have you considered getting married? I don't know what Mark's visa status is, but if you get married, you could sponsor him to become a permanent resident and eventually a U.S. citizen. So I have considered this, Mark, and if the problem is my parents are just getting used to me having a quote-unquote boyfriend, and they still refer to him as my roommate when they're talking to other people. But they've known for maybe about, I don't know, they've known for maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years that Mark is my boyfriend. And so I think the marriage thing might kill them. And I never thought that I was going to marry. I never thought that I was going to marry anyone. And so, but I'm not opposed to it. But I don't know that it's something that I'm quite ready for and that my parents are quite ready for. And Gary just joined the chat room. Hi, Gary. So I'm not against it, but I don't know that I'm comfortable yet with it. And just because my parents are still kind of getting used to everything, I'm not sure. I don't know. But if it came down to it, and of course, if it came down to it and he was being deported, I guess it would be too late at that point. I don't know. I mean, I should, shouldn't I? We've discussed it jokingly, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, hope that answers your question, Mark. For more information, you can go over to my website, geekygay.com. You can call the voicemail number that I stole from Dubious Intent, 229-234-7587. And you can find many, many more shows that are LGBT and LGBT friendly. Do you say GLBT or LGBT? And I know there's like a QXY, but anyway, gay and lesbian and transgender friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.